Yo, happy Juneteenth. I saw on Twitter people were like, it should be a national holiday. Fuck yeah, why not? Some people are saying, not to be vague, you know what the people are saying, not, but I saw a tweet that it should, that from someone that said it should be a holiday only for black people, which, why not? Then you get into a whole who's black, right? I mean, I'm obviously not going to claim it because I'm all Irish and shit and white shit. But what if, you know, a black grandfather? Does that get you in for the holiday? I don't know. I don't think you can really make a holiday for a race, right? That sounds like it would be complicated. Scratch that idea. It wasn't even my idea. I read it on a tweet. I don't even know if it got a lot of likes. I was scrolling pretty quickly. It's June 19th, man. Summer's already over. Back to school sales start tomorrow. Oh, man, fucking news is bad. It's depressing, but I got nothing to talk about. But, you know, obviously, everybody is upset. Well, not everybody. There's people that are not upset about the child separation at the border. And those people mostly work for the president, I think. And then I see some other, there's some other people that I don't know what they're, why they're for it. They seem to, I mean, I know why. I know the reasons they say, but I don't know, like, the thing that happened to them in their childhood that makes them that way. Do you know, like, the why? You could just have, there's the reason that you say because you're repeating something that you heard from Tucker Carlson or whatever, but then there's something else that happened, right? There was maybe a teacher that was mean, or a bully that made you cold inside. I don't know, but let's not. I mean, we should talk about it. But I've gotten so angry, and I get mad, and I meditate. That's what I've been doing the past couple of days. But there's also another tragedy. In the primate community, we lost the world's oldest known Sumatran orangutan. Died at age 62 in an Australian zoo. So rest in peace, Puan. P-U-A-N. Pawn. Puan. I don't know. But I'm sure he would have rather been hanging out in a jungle than being in an Australian zoo. But they probably treated him fine. I went to zoos as a child because you get taken to them. You're told, hey, you're going to enjoy a zoo. And you don't realize at the time, oh, I'm at an animal prison. These animals don't want to be here for me to look at them. They'd rather be in their natural environment. I mean, yeah, sure, they get a rock and a swing. But, and they seem to be fine with masturbating, you know, those monkeys that masturbate in front of people. I've actually never seen a monkey masturbate. I did see a gorilla spit on a kid in the Central Park Zoo when I was a kid. This kid was like taunting a gorilla, and the gorilla spit on him. And that was that's my favorite time at a zoo. But I think I like the zoo because, like, hey, I'm at a place, I'm out, I'm doing something. There'll probably be a hot dog involved. I'm sure you know, I feel like you, when you go to a place like that's like for kids, you're like, I think they'll become some kind of snack. I think I'll be able to get either a popcorn or a cotton candy, some type of thing like Cracker Jacks. Loved Cracker Jacks. At home, chance of Cracker Jacks, practically zero. At the zoo, through the roof. You got like a 75% chance of Cracker Jacks. Well, guess not today's parents. They want to give you a piece of fruit. Like, that's a Cracker Jack substitute. Give me a fucking break. You worried about my health, but we're caging these animals. But I think we could get rid of Zeus. Why don't you hologram those animals? That would be unbelievable. Hologram zoo. First of all, who doesn't love a hologram? I love every hologram I ever see. I want more of them. And then, no bars. And you can like walk up to the... I don't know how realistic they can make them. Well, I saw that... That old Dirty Bastard hologram looked pretty good. What is that, a Coachella? I think Coachella likes to break out a hologram. Salmonella outbreak. Watch out, everybody. Are you buying your melons at Costco? Because there's a salmonella outbreak tied to melons that sold at Costco. That's even worse because you paid a membership. You had to pay a membership, apply, and get a special card to go shop in this store, and then they're giving you salmonella. These motherfuckers. I've been in a Costco. I don't see the fucking deal. What's it? I guess if you have like a family of 10 and you want to get them a shit ton of Hot Pockets, it's worth it. But, I've never tasted a melon that I enjoyed. Watermelon, but that to me is not a... That's in its own category. That's watermelon. But have you ever had a cantaloupe? It's fucking gross. What else you got? You got your cantaloupe and you got your honeydew. No thanks on both. That's why fruit salad is gross. You get three grapes, a strawberry, and a bunch of fucking cantaloupe. Sorry if you enjoy... If you enjoy fruit salad, but stay away from the Costco. You can't eat. I'm not going to trust romaine lettuce for like another year. Not that it fucked me up, but I just know that there's a warning. Like, how do they know what romaine's good? I'm all about the spring mix. I buy all my lettuce already washed in a bag. They do it for you. Why? Whatever money you save by buying like a thing of lettuce that isn't already made like salad ready, is not worth it. I'm not a line cook or a prep cook. I think that'd be a prep cook. You know what I mean? Why did I throw in? You know what I mean? Verbal crutches. They are the bane of my existence. Okay. Silicon Valley couple set out to raise $1,500 for a separated family. They're at $4 million. That's a nice story. Look at that. Everybody giving money to help these families that have been separated. And it's very sad. And I don't want to talk about it past that because we're just here hanging out. Okay, there was one other story here that I saw that was maybe worth talking about, but... Oh, well, this isn't... I'm just like, I couldn't believe that this was like a new story, because it says, Northwestern University revokes Bill Cosby's honorary degree. And what happened yesterday that they were like, okay, now we're done. Nobody had more honorary degrees than that guy. There's been a lot of revoking. But you don't want to be the last university to revoke the honorary degree. So if any of you happen to be university administrators that have given Bill Cosby a honorary degree, get with it, man. Hey, if you want to email me, chris@chrislaker.com. I love hearing from everyone. Say hello. Say, tell me what's on your mind. Anything. Anything you'd like me to address on this show, within reason. I would, I don't know. Anything. Tell me about you. And I think that's it. I'm going to be in Philadelphia at the Punchline in July with Jacqueline Novak. I'll be opening for Jacqueline Novak because I'm a... Listen, who should be on the top of that bill? Who's to say? But it's a generosity of spirit. Of course, I'm going to be there. Let's have fun. I'll go open. No ego. I'll see all of you. Well, I won't see if you come back tomorrow. I'll see you. When I say I see you, I'll see you tomorrow. I mean, I'll be here. And you, it's up to you. I don't mind if you don't show up. Every day. You don't got to do this every day. You can say, hey, I like to listen on Thursday to an episode, and that's it. That's all I need. I don't need 5 days a week. Some people are like, hey, I want 7 days a week back. Ain't happening. Not right now, man. Maybe if this thing blows up. If this podcast gets into the... If this podcast gets into... I'm not going to even make this that hard. I've had podcasts up in the top 50 of comedy. I'll say top 50 of comedy iTunes charts podcast. The comedy iTunes podcast charts. If this podcast gets into the top 50 for 2 days in a row, that is easy. That is not that hard to do. This Week in Jack had done better than that and sustained it for a lot longer. And then we'll go back to 7 days a week. So that kind of is on you. If you want 7 days a week. Well, not really. I mean, you can do what you do. But if you tell people, if you spread the word, get people to listen. If you think this is like, you know, you don't have to. I'm fine with 5 days a week. And I'm fine with a small audience, really. It makes it feel a lot less stressful. But really, I want to get the audience bigger, but not today. Maybe next week. I was trying to leave forever ago. I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.